Job costing for profit. My friends, listen, I'm going to share with you how to make more money on your next job by simply implementing what is called job costing. Before we get into it, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe now. And let's dig in. Let's go. All right, fighters. So first and foremost, what is job costing? I'm amazed at the number of conversations that I have with contractors that don't know what it is. They don't do it. How the hell would you know what, if you don't know what it is, you wouldn't be doing it, right? So job costing is nothing more than keeping score on the projects that you do. How did you do on the job? You're keeping score. You're doing an after action report or a debrief of the project. Today is going to be a little bit unique here because I'm actually going to share my screen and give you a link later to a resource that you can grab to implement job costing immediately in your business. Guys, my promise, I'm promising you, promise. Seriously, I hardly make promises here ever. All right. If you implement this, you will make more money on your very next project and everyone going forward. You will make more money than you would have if you did not do what I'm about to share with you here. All right. This is gold. This is free money waiting for you to come get it. All right. So job costing is all about keeping score. Now, to me, there are two types of job costing, and I'm going to share both of them with you on this sheet. You're going to be able to download this thing and go grab it. First, there is pre-job costing. Before you do a job, imagine this. Imagine if before you set foot on someone's property, you knew before the job started how much money within a couple percentage points you were actually going to make on the job. That is, to me, pre-job costing. And what we do with that is it's based on your own experiences. It's based on getting help from your team. If you run into a situation, call one of your crew leaders and go, hey, here's a picture. What do you think of this? How long do you think this is going to take? All right. What risks are involved in the project? What equipment's needed? Maybe some subcontractors, all those different things. You are pre-planning the job. Guys, if you want profit, you must plan for it. The second aspect of job costing is post-completion, post-job costing. After you pre-planned it, this is how we think it's going to go. All right. We plan for the profit. You get on the other end and you enter in some more data of how you did on the job, and the numbers will tell you the true story about how you did on the job. So I'm going to dig in now. Don't go away. I'm going to share my screen and give you a link to grab this tool. Let's go. Fighters, I want to invite you to go to milehighprofitsummit.com and check out the lineup we have for you at Mile High Profit Summit this year in Denver, Colorado. I'm super excited because not only are we bringing you the theme of Sell Unafraid, we're also unlocking breakout sessions for the first time. We're going to dig into the numbers. We're going to dig into attracting higher quality leads. We're going to dig in how to sell using simple tools that are out there for you so that you can walk home with higher profits and a better quality of life. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and come join us and hang out. And let's get real this year and change your life, change your business. I'm out. All right. So you guys, after you download this, you're going to see this job costing sheet in front of you. And I want to draw your attention to the green cells. The green cells are the ones that you enter stuff in. Okay. On the left side of this sheet is the pre-job costing that you're going to do before you do a job. So when you put some numbers to a project on your 2x4 piece of scrap wood or a notepad or whatever, take it and plug it into this. If you don't have a software or anything like that that does this for you. But plug it in and you're going to start first with the job name. You know, it's the Smith job. Tom is the foreman. If you have different foremen, you know who's going to run the job. And then you're going to put the names of the employees that are working on the project. So let's say we got Tom and we got Logan, my video guy. He's here. All right. And say this job, you guys, is going to be two guys for the week. These two guys, Tom and Logan for the week. So that's 40 hours on site, okay, doing stuff. And Tom makes 30 an hour and Logan makes 25 an hour. All right, you're going to plug that in. Now you can see at the top, I have a labor burden of 0.4. 40% of your labor all right, is going towards the labor burden, meaning you got to pay taxes and work comp and all that other stuff. You know, the guy who's $30 an hour, I mean, if I plug myself in here at $30 an hour, it's really costing the company $42 when you add the labor burden. A lot of you guys are screwing the pooch and not making money because you don't understand this, all right? Which is why the contractor fight exists, to help you quit stealing from your family. All right, so this project is going to take me this. Now I'm going to come down. Let's say it's a 6-day job. So it's a 48-hour job, and you're going to go into Saturday. And if you have to pay time and a half, simply come down here under overtime. You see it auto-populates the names and the rates. Okay, it already made me 45 an hour at time and a half. So if it's going to be 8 hours overtime, 8 hours overtime, now I have accounted for the additional labor costs. So let's just get out of there since I covered that. All right, now you're going to come down to materials. And, you know, I'm not going to itemize materials. Let's say all in, all your materials are going to be $4,000, what you have to pay your vendor. All right. So right now we know that this job, okay, this job right now is costing me $7,080 to do, to produce it, if everything goes as planned. If I finish at 40 hours per guy, 80 total man hours or under, and our materials are $4,000. Now, there is a video that when you download this sheet, where it's probably a 30-minute video of how to use this sheet, so I'm not going to pick everything of this sheet apart right now, just for time's sake. So I'm pre-job costing this job. Then, to simply get a 50% gross profit on your work, which we talk about, you're going to put a number 2. You're going to double your costs, double your labor, double your material. Now, if I sell this project for $14,160 and we bring it in on time, I will have a 50% gross profit, which means I will have $7,080 left after the job. This is the pre-job costing. And I will look at this. And like I said earlier, I will run it through the filter of, is this realistic? I might pick the brain of some of my guys that might have more experience in a certain thing. Hey, I'm trying to put some man hours to this part of the job. The other thing is you got to take into consideration risks. Is there travel time? All right. If there's, you know, going to be 2 hours of travel every day for each one of us, that's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 hours. Okay. So that's another 10 hours down here that I would just put into overtime for each guy. There's 20 man hours. So I will account for my travel time. You see how we're doing this here, guys? If you want a profit, you have to plan for profit. That's why so many contractors are struggling. And this is also why so many contractors inside of our Battleground program are winning at massively high levels, because they know this shit, all right? And they do it without exception. So now the job is getting ready to start. What you need to do now is make sure that you communicate with your team, because now you have to produce the job for the profit. So you have to ask yourself, what really needs to be communicated? What were some of the expectations of the customer? How can I win before I get to the job? We had a project where we had to paint this ungodly number of dorm rooms in like three and a half days many years ago. Guys, we were pre-planning every step of that job. Everyone knew exactly what needed to happen, who was going to move furniture and who was going to take mask and cover, who was going to start cutting in, all right? What tools we were going to use. We went from our normal 14-inch rollers that we like to use to our 18-inch rollers and covered more ground and got, you get the point. We planned everything. And then you need to plan each and every day. If you have a foreman who's not communicating these things, maybe it's you or your foreman, you need to plan the day. If you want to win the day, you got to plan the day. All right? Everyone needs to know what their responsibilities are every day. So this 5-day job that I have here on your screen, it's what do we do? Where do we have to be by the end of day one? Where do we have to be by the end of day two? All right. And you map it out and plan it. Then at the end of each day, you recap, sit down and go, are we where we needed to be? If you're a little behind, what adjustments do we need to make? Guys, this is what it means to manage a project. If your foreman aren't doing these things, you don't have a fucking foreman. All right, you have a high-paid laborer because you're doing all the thinking, you're doing all the managing, and you're running yourself ragged. So at the end of the job, you go to the right side, okay? And what you're going to do here is at the end of the job, I'm going to plug in, okay, you know, I worked 42 hours. I had 40 hours for Tom, and he had 2 hours on Saturday because he had to go back and clean some things up and do a walkthrough or whatever it might be, right? I'm just plugging numbers in. And then Logan was exactly 40 hours, and say our materials came in at $38.50. Plug that in. Up at the top, you'll see that instead of a 50% gross profit, we had a 50.2. We actually made $24 more on this job. Why? Because I had the 2 hours of overtime. If I take the 2 hours of overtime out, I made a 51.1% gross profit and an extra $150. You see how this works? Guys, if you are not keeping score, you don't know what to work on. When you get done with this right side of the sheet and you recap the job, let's say the job was, hey, we each had 40 hours of this, but we had another day. We had a full day of overtime. Maybe we were under on materials, way over on labor. Now we had a 44% gross profit instead of the planned 50. And we had $774 less in gross profit than what we planned on. So you want to take a step back and go, okay, why? Why didn't we hit the target? Could we have planned something better? Was there an unforeseen condition that we can just chalk up to experience now? We can account for it on the next projects that we price. Okay? You're always keeping score. You're always asking questions. You're always learning more about your numbers. Guys, job costing is exactly how you know your numbers. People are like, I don't know my numbers. Okay? This is how you get to know your numbers. And the more you do this, the more information you have about how to price your work, how to produce your work, what you need to, you know, maybe you hit all the hours, but maybe you totally blew out the materials. I used to do that all the time in the early days. Okay. I was terrible at estimating materials. I was usually spot on with the math of the man hours to do things. So there's always going to be adjustments that you're going to make. Like I said, there is another video that goes along with this that explains this deeper for you guys. But I want to encourage you right now, implement this immediately. Right now, go to the link. Okay, it's thecontractorfight.com/job cost. Grab the sheet, download it, watch the video, and start using it. I promise you, you will make more money immediately. This doesn't have to be a year from now. This doesn't have to be 6 months from now. This could be on the very next project that you do. One side note here. Maybe you grab this sheet and you're about to start a job, plug in how you bid it and see how you plan to do it. And maybe it's a little behind. Maybe you're like, oh man, I underbid this thing. I'm going to get killed. Well, at least going into it, you know, okay, you can start asking questions. Hey guys, how can we save 10% of the man hours here? How can we be a little more efficient in certain tasks so that we minimize the bleeding? Grab the sheet. I appreciate you being part of the fight. You guys rock. I got to roll. TheContractorFight.com/job cost. I'm out.